call but violent like Ben Siegel. I'm anti-evil, plus I touch a desert eagle. My life's illegal, slaves and prisons are equal.
This week in the Apparent Spaceman, we're venturing through the 36 chambers, ripping off heads and snapping necks as we play 1999's Wu-Tang Shaolin Style for the PlayStation by Paradox. We're also talking about the unreleased game and the game engine it uses, Thrill Kill. I'm Steve Greenwald. With me is the ODB of this podcast. It's Todd Brisket.
The Gizza, one who just represent the Wu-Tang clique with the game and soul of an old school flick.
That was perfect. And our other co-host, he can hip-hop with the best of them. It's Yule Hauser.
Here is a tip for your quest. Try to stay alive as long as you can without having to use a continue.
Oh.
That is a real tip from one of the loading screens.
Ancient Chinese secret right there.
I mean, I'm glad they told me that because...
Otherwise, you would just run into the other guy's fist.
Difficult.
You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. Also, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link at www.ypbpodcast.com. Released in 1999 by Paradox, Wu-Tang Shaolin Style is a weird polygon-filled 3D beat-em-up for the PlayStation. It's kind of like a mixture of Virtual Fighter and Final Fight, and a predecessor to X-Men Legends. At the time, it was one of the first games to allow four polygon fighters at the same time. We decided to cover this game after discovering it existed during an earlier show. And in research for that show, we found out about the super violent, non-released Thrill Kill, which Shaolin Style is based on. So, dutifully, we played that awful game, too. Huel, which one do you want to discuss first?
Well, I dutifully only played Wu-Tang Shaolin Style because when you told me Thrill Kill was unreleased, I didn't think we could play it.
It is unreleased, which means the only way you can play it is by downloading it and burning a disc. That's the only way. The source code for it was released by the developer. Some guy inside the building released the source code after it got canceled.
Inside the Matrix, yes.
Well, Todd, maybe you should start. You seem to know a bit about the Thrill Kill background here.
Sure. I mean, this was a game.
Unless you just told us everything you knew.
I know a couple more sentences from Wikipedia.
Oh, interesting.
This is a
Did you write the article?
Well, my username on Wikipedia is Thrill Kill Lover 69.
So much revealed.
Oddly not related to the game, though.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so, like you said, it was released in 1999 by Paradox, but based on Thrill Kill, which was also developed by Paradox. And when they were creating this game, this is when the censorship and violence in video games was a hot-button topic. All those Liebermans and senators wanted to ban video games.
The gore,
Mortal Kombat.
You know what? Maybe Tipper Gore wanted to censor video games because her last name was like a burden for her.
Oh, yeah. She didn't want the association anymore.
Yeah.
She was tired of it.
She had to put an end to it. She was tired of it. Everyone always came up to her like, "What's your favorite fatality? Your name's Gore." Yeah. She was like, "I have to stop this." I just now made that connection.
I mean, that has to be the reason why.
There's no way.
Mm-hmm.
So they, this is coming from the top of my head because I did not write this piece down. But when they developed Thrill Kill, so much anti-violence in video games was going on at the time that they decided to not even bother releasing it. It's a practically completed game. They even finished the cutscenes, the CG cutscenes.
Right.
But you know, I don't think it has that final polish on it that it needed. But they canned it and. Later on, they came up with the idea to, hey, let's make a Wu-Tang game. And then when Wu-Tang was talking to EA, they said, hey, we built this engine for this four-player battling game that we didn't release. And they just reskinned it and put some spit and polish on there and released it as the Wu-Tang Shaolin Style.
Yeah. I mean, I love the idea that the Wu-Tang Clan was like, I give no F's about the violence. Can you put more in and just put us in the game?
Well, here's the thing. If you, on YouTube, they have playthroughs of Thrill Kill. It is not that appealing. Like there.
Oh no! This is 1999 polygon violence. It's nothing.
Yes, and also it's kind of gruesome. Like like a big part of the game is dismembering your opponents, and then they keep fighting. So the playthrough I was watching, it was like a fatal four way, to use I'm sure the correct terminology. Mm-hmm. And like one of the patients had gotten
patients.
Well, they were was made up like a mental asylum or something. But
that's the setting. Okay.
Yeah, but I guess according to Wikipedia, all of the fighters are people condemned to hell, and they are fighting one another. But one of them looked like a guy in like a straitjacket. He got his arms ripped off.
And I have a list of all the characters here if you want to go through them.
Oh,
Thrill Kill?
Of course.
Thrill Kill, yeah. So for that guy, let me scroll down to where he is.
Uh-huh.
His name is Oddball.
Mm-hmm.
His costumes feature him bound in straitjackets. He's an FBI criminal profiler who, after a long time of tracking serial killers, was driven insane and became one himself.
Oh, my.
And they have different costumes that you can pick. The thing about Thrill Kill is that each character has multiple costumes, and one of him is him in a straitjacket, and one is he just has his arms ripped off. But the point of him is he doesn't use his arms; he fights only with his legs.
Okay.
Oh, fun times!
So the original premise is he's in a straitjacket, and later they're like, well, if he's not going to use his arms,
Well, it's just a different costume.
Just get rid of him.
Then we got Belladonna, a housewife and librarian from Savannah, Georgia, who, after discovering that her husband was having an affair with her sister, snapped and transformed into a deadly dominatrix, murdering them both.
Ooh.
She is armed with an electric cattle prod.
Okay. It's a normal weekend.
The thing about her, there's multiple releases of Thrill Kill. One is more censored than the others. The most uncensored version of this game, the big difference is that Belladonna makes orgasm-like moans whenever she attacks people.
Maybe she's into tennis.
Yeah.
Could be.
We got, this is my favorite, Cletus. It's a murderous redneck cannibal from Kentucky who fights with a severed leg of one of his past victims.
Oh.
Well, yeah. So this is a game.
I don't see any of the problems here. I mean,
it's not that bad.
People are so uptight.
The next one's not that bad, really. It's Dr. Faustus, a deranged plastic surgeon from Los Angeles, who intentionally disfigured many of his patients. He's armed with a scalpel and has a set of metal jaws attached on his own face that resemble a bear trap. This next one had some controversy because his name is the Imp, and he's a violent midget government employee with a Napoleon complex from Albany, New York, who is supported by stilts. He died from complications after amputating both his legs to replace them with the stilts.
Mm.
So wait, he's dead?
Well, that's the point of the game, is they're all dead.
They're all in hell? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all in hell, fighting to be reborn.
Oh, mm-hmm. That makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
So the winner...
They each have their own death listed here. Like, Belladonna died whenever she dropped her electric cattle prod in her bath.
What? She was just chilling with it?
Yeah. And Cletus died from a tapeworm he got from eating rotten human meat.
I guess that's why he can keep using the leg, because it's like a ghost leg down in hell with him. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't, like, rot. He can just beat people with it. It's all snapping into place, guys.
Yeah. The other characters are not as interesting. It's just a tormentor, which is a BDSM guy that with a whip. You got a Violet, a teenage traveling contortionist who developed a hatred for men after killing a man that worked her in her dressing room after one of her performances.
Worked her?
That's what it says.
Oh, boy. That couldn't mean
Oh,
anything.
Sorry. Not worked her.
Oh. What happened?
Let me read this again. She developed a hatred for men after killing a man that attacked her in her dressing room.
Okay.
She died from internal injuries after her spinal cord was ruptured. All right.
So I just thought there was a euphemism I was not familiar with going on. Okay, that's fine.
All right, the rest aren't that interesting. Got a pyromaniac. Oh, wait. There's one more. Oh. One more. Judas. A deformed pair of conjoined twins. They're joined at the sternum without any legs. So one of them walks on their hands while the other fights.
Oh, and vice versa.
And one of their costumes is Ryu and Ken. One of them's what? Ryu and one's Ken.
That's amazing. Mm. Oh, man.
It's surprising this game never saw the light of day.
Huh. I mean, how could anyone get offended if it never got released? I just don't understand what the issue would be.
Yeah, I guess the deal is EA, Electronic Arts, the creators of FIFA, acquired this company.
FIFA!
And then decided they were not going to release it. So,
oh boy,
good times. Anyways, Todd, did you actually play this one at all? The old thrill kill there.
I actually have not. No. I have not. I'm too scared.
Oh, that makes sense.
I just watched it. It does look more like a It's not as good as the Wu-Tang game. It's basically just a less polished version of that. Since it was originally scheduled to be released mid-1998, about a year before. So maybe we should.
That Wu-Tang game. Let's talk about that one.
All right. You can go right away. Go right ahead. How'd you like that one, Huel?
It's extremely repetitive. Still extremely violent. I mean, it's very straightforward fighting. Like you don't rip people's arms off as you fight, but there's like a ton of like different fatalities for all the different characters,
mm-hmm.
and that's where the violence really comes through. So I didn't play all the characters, but I watched a video of like all the fatalities, mm-hmm. and almost all of them involve ripping off heads or limbs, or just like dicing up bodies in general,
yeah. or just mm-hmm. exploding them.
Yeah, or just, mystical powers, things like that.
They weren't that bad compared to, it's just like your average Mortal Kombat game of the time.
Yeah.
Not like these modern Mortal Kombat games where everything is hyper-realistic. Like,
it is.
Gory,
like
They zoom into
the bones breaking or, like, you, like, ripping people's intestines out or stuff.
So this one, I would put it akin to a Mortal Kombat 1 or 2.
Yeah, like a 3D Mortal Kombat. Because like we said, these are 1999 polygons on the original PlayStation.
I will say one of the most disturbing ones is the ODB one where he sits on their back and slowly rips their head off.
Your enemy's face down, you sit on their back, grab them by the head, and just straight up rip their head off with your hands.
And then he does a dance while holding it and blood is dripping. And he says, "Don't mess with Big Baby Jesus," which I hear is his nickname. I'm not that familiar with the Wu-Tangs, but yeah. I did cut this clip just because it's so disturbing. I just want to play it for all the listeners.
Don't mess with Big Baby Jesus.
I mean, after that, I could never even think to mess with Big Baby Jesus.
Well, he's even, isn't He's no longer with us, so you don't even have to worry about that.
I guess you're right, yeah. I could do it now. I'm going to mess with him. I'm going to do it after this. I mentioned a little bit of mysticism. So there's like 5 minutes of cutscenes before the game even starts, like talking about this strange, like evil guy, I guess, in China, but then like the master of the Wu-Tang is in America, like hiding from him, and he gets like kidnapped, and the Wu-Tang Clan has to go save him. So that's the plot of the game.
Different martial arts in the world of Kung Fu.
And Wu-Tang is one of the disciplines.
Wu-Tang is one of them. And this guy, this bad guy from China.
Wang Zhu.
He wants to master them all to become the most powerful dude in all the world. And the Wu-Tang is the last one he doesn't know.
Oh, right. So that's why he kidnapped... do not remember the name of...
Master Shin or something like that.
Yeah. So he's the guy who teaches RZA. He's like RZA's master, and he's teaching him the ways of the Wu-Tang. And it's like a student-pupil relationship until Master Shin gets kidnapped, and RZA has to recruit the rest of the Wu-Tang Clan to go rescue him. So they fight their way through New York, and they fight their way to China. Until they finally meet up with Meng Zhu and rip his head off. So the story is told through these series of cutscenes, which I can only describe as Windows 98 screensaver quality graphics.
Yeah.
It's horrible. It's akin to the Horde. It's almost that level of terrible graphics.
Mm. Well, what I like that they did is they didn't try to make it hyper realistic graphics.
They made them
more cartoony looking than they are in the real world, which it holds up better. Being more cartoonish holds up better than being hyper realistic when it comes to old CG movies.
CG movies, yeah. Watching them CG movies again.
Watching them old CG movies. So
on your Nintendo.
Yeah, by Huel's request, I did cut a few clips from some of the scenes.
Yes.
I just have three of them here. This one is called Uncooperative.
Most uncooperative.
Yes.
This one is called
Great Voice Acting.
Called The Wu-Tang Secret.
Perhaps you would like to share some of your Wu-Tang health secrets.
And this one is called The Wu-Tang Toys.
I was afraid I wouldn't get a chance to use any of my new toys on you.
Yeah, that could have dark meanings.
By the way, have we mentioned yet that you, like many games we seemingly cover, you have to beat up a lot of women in this one?
Oh yeah, there are.
Yeah,
there's a lot
and
of
mutilate them.
Yeah, all those clips were the main bad guy, Meng Zhu.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is a progressive game. They treat women as equals.
It's equal. I mean, if they want to punch me, I should be able to punch them, and then dismember them with my swords. It's only fair, right?
Yes.
And one thing we didn't mention about the brutality and the gore in this game is that to even see it, you have to, when the game starts up, you have to enter a code from the manual to disable the parental lock.
Yeah, I have a note on that. I saw that in a guide that you need a code to bypass the parental lockout at the beginning to view the bloody stuff. It's listed in the manual in case you don't have one. The code is, listen up, guys, triangle, circle. Triangle, circle, XX, square, triangle, circle, square.
Ooh.
So keep that from your parents, guys. Mm-hmm. Don't let them know that.
Well, it seems so weird. I think they just did it. They did that as a gimmick because if you're a parent.
All you have to do. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, if you're a kid playing this game, why would you not just have the manual.
Yeah.
Is there a parent that's like, I want to get this Wu-Tang shaman
rapping music
style rapper? Yeah. They like those rappers on the MTVs. Let's get this fighting game, but I don't like blood. I don't like blood. what can I do about this? And then the GameStop's like, well, hide this here manual, and then they won't see none of that blood.
Come on. We know back then it was EB Games.
That's right, EB, yeah.
Come on.
Electronics Boutique.
Yeah, I guess like if you're the parent, you just like rip that page out of the manual and then give it to your kid. Like, it's right there. It's one of the weirdest parental locks I've ever seen. Especially if it's the same for every game. You know?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know. I actually did not research whether the parental lock was the same for every copy.
Like I said,
but I'm assuming
it is. It is.
The same. Yeah,
is.
I saw it in a GameFAQs guide.
Yeah, I had to look it up on GameFAQs because I did not have them. The copy that I bought from my GameStop to play for this episode did not have a manual, so I had to look it up on GameFAQs.
Did you call your parents before entering it?
I did. I got their written permission.
Okay. Good. Is what do they call it? Notarized?
Yeah. Notarized. Notarized twice.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case.
Each. One from each, yeah. I got it. Well, good. I'm glad you did that.
Now, fellas, let me ask you this.
Please.
You know, I have to admit, I don't know that much about the Wu-Tangs. I have not heard their tunes that much. I tried to listen to some of their music in preparation for this episode. Oh, and I could not. I listened to Protect Ya Neck and a few other tunes they had on their YouTube. And I couldn't. I just couldn't understand what they were saying. I understand these are rapping legends. They're the greatest of all time, at least on the East Coast. But I just couldn't understand anything they were saying, so I couldn't appreciate it. How about you, fellas?
Oh well, I like the Wu-Tangs. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say you're wrong or right. You can like what you like, but. Mm-hmm. They are very good.
Yeah. So, you know, you should get some culture, Todd.
You know, I tried. I appreciate
the
beats.
You just have to sit back, close your eyes, and imagine it's 1998.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the beats. I like the melodies they have going on. I just couldn't understand their rappings.
Well, I don't like it because they steal other people's songs and then make talking words over them. So I can never really get into them because of that.
Oh, they did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they rocked over
They like
records.
To call it sampling, but we all know it's just theft.
Well, they know Kung Fu, though, so you don't want to... Like, who's going to stop them?
That's how they could get away with it.
Yeah.
They know Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
Well, speaking of, I thought like this story and the way the cutscenes were, I mean, this would have made a great Saturday morning cartoon. The Wu-Tang Clan running around solving crimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like a Mike Tyson Mysteries, but
it's like a,
way earlier.
They used to have that Harlem Globetrotters cartoon?
Right. It's almost the same.
Yeah, they could have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. Just to touch on the history of this one. There have not been any follow-up Wu-Tang games. Maybe in the future as a double pack with Scottie Pippen's Puzzle Challenge. They did come out with the Wu-Tang Manual, which had 36 chapters, and the Tao, the Tao of Wu.
Tao.
Tao of Wu.
which were philosophy books about the group. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, they had one huge album, and they seemed to... Their cultural impact seems to be much larger than that. Like, they have, like, this mystique around them. It's crazy. I guess because there's so many of them.
Well,
the clan runs deep.
They're best friends with Bill Murray. That seems pretty cool.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you know that? Will Murray.
William Murray.
Will Murray. He hung out with the Wu-Tang. And also, you know how Wu-Tang did that album where they sold one copy?
They made one copy.
Yeah, and unfortunately that crappy pharmacy guy bought it. but apparently there's a clause in the contract that says they can steal it back or one of their representatives, which includes Bill Murray. So they got that going for them.
So it could be a Bill Murray heist movie in the works.
Yeah, exactly.
He partners up with Melissa McCarthy, and she bumbles her way into what's-his-face's secret hideout.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the Wu-Tang album back. I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Don't release this part.
But until looking at this just now, I had no clue the Wu-Tang Clan had so little CD releases.
Yeah. I mean a ton of solo work from all of them, but
yeah.
As a group there's not much.
Yeah, and Enter the Wu-Tang in 1993, that is a good disc.
Yeah. I mean that's the big one.
Yeah, with Method Man and Cash Rules Everything Around Me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the Teep's favorite track,
yeah,
that he mentioned,
"Protect Your Neck," a bunch of other track titles that we cannot mention on a polite podcast.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah, they have some vulgarities in them, some colorful language.
Huh.
So, yeah. Anyways, we should move on a little bit here, though. I understand there's a most worst game of all time to start off with.
Yeah, you are feeling it this episode. We do have a reason that Wu-Tang Shaolin Style is the most worst game of all time. And the title of this review on GameFAQs is Who Down With ODB? Well, it sure ain't me.
Ah, this guy's a rapper.
Cutting pun.
Snap.
When I heard about this game, I thought, oh goody, maybe Thrill Kill will see the light of day, only in a different way. Please don't comment about the bad poetry. Then I picked it up and realized I had just wasted money on a game that I wasn't down with. Graphics get a 3 out of 10. Sure, they're in 3D, but they don't look all that good. Most backgrounds are just static. There's no special effects that come with them, such as extra rings or explosions. I don't know what he means by rings. The blood and gore is there, and although there are some death scenes that are rather gruesome, the way they're drawn makes Mortal Kombat seem more violent than this, which I think is something we touched on. They're about equal in realisticness.
Mm-hmm.
The sounds get a 4 out of 10. That is the highest rated category. I never did listen to Wu-Tang Clan, but it does set a good mood for the game. Unfortunately, there's no other type of music for the game except for this style. If you're not a rap fan, then you may want to go for that mute button. Also, there's nothing to say for the character voices except for the fact that they're non-existent. Which isn't completely true.
That's not true.
I don't think that's true at all.
No, it's not.
I'm starting to question the fairness of this reviewer.
Yeah. Controls get a 1 out of 10. which, again, not very fair. I mean, you push the button and it does what you want. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It says the controls are so awful that pulling off moves is next to impossible, which is not true. Again, the story is 2 out of 10, which, come on, man. A Shaolin-style story about fighters being kidnapped is cool and all, but most of the objectives are cheap, really. Either protect someone who can only take one hit, or beat the daylights out of 3 fully stocked with lives next to impossible opponents with only 1 life. This is another reason why players will have their controllers down on the floor in pieces, that is.
Whoa. This guy's cutting.
So that's not real. That's more gameplay than story. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you have to beat 3 people at once or whatever. And the replay value is a 2 out of 10, which seems high given this review. You've got to be kidding me. Aside from the fact that the AI is so cheap and the fact that the moves are little to look at, there's really little else to look forward to, save for the fact that you can use Shaolin Chambers to unlock secrets. Which is true. So you can unlock characters and other modes. So overall, gives us a 2 out of 10. Wu-Tang Shaolin Style truly gives the clan a bad name. If you're a diehard clan member, which, phrasing, I suggest renting it before you buy. Otherwise, be glad that there are plenty of other good fighting games out there. I mean, the violence is almost non-existent, and they still bother to put a lockout code in? This game ain't up with it.
Whoa.
So yeah, fighting.
Mm-hmm. How many stars did that get?
Well, overall, it's 2 out of 10, and the rating is 1 heart out of 5. Uh-huh. Terrible. Oh, and I forgot to mention, this is by Larson Tyler, possibly the whitest name I've ever heard.
Yeah, we didn't touch on the 36 chambers in this game, which are...
Yeah.
It's kind of, I would say it's a primitive achievement system that they have.
It kind of is, right.
Yeah. You have to do certain things to unlock them, like fight a battle against 3 people and take no damage, something like that. And you unlock mm-hmm. the different achievements.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's very achieve, very pre-achieve.
Mm-hmm. But you do have to, I think you have to get all 36 to beat the game.
You do, yeah. To face the final boss, you have to get all 36. Well, actually, the 36th is you get it by beating the final boss. So you have to get 35.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
good,
that's
good little tidbit. Good little top bit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
and also something they mentioned, maybe I need to spend more time with the Wu-Tangs, but I'm not into their music that much. But I would say the other ambient music inside this game is pretty good. It sets a nice tone for the game.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, the rest of the music is mostly just like bass beats and that kind of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and it has some a lot of like Chinese stylized beats because mm-hmm. it's a Shaolin fighting game.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they mix that in pretty well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Todd, I think you had a counterpoint to this, correct?
Yeah, I found a quick and dirty reason why this is the most best game of all time.
Oh, wow.
But this one's by Anonymous. They left an anonymous review on Amazon. Huh. The title is 5 stars. And they write, "Kids love the retro gaming. They've been playing for hours."
Oh, boy.
Wow. She sold me. Or he. They sold me, yeah.
I don't know if I would let my children play the Wu-Tang fighting game with fatalities, but maybe he left the kitty lock on.
Oh, good point, yeah.
Maybe not, though.
Or is she?
Yes, yes. Oh, boy. That was short, but sweet.
Yeah. I think they could Larson Tyler's review to pieces.
Just blew Larson away.
Forgot his name already. Oh boy. Yeah. Sorry, Larson.
Well, was Todd, was there anything else you wanted to add about this old game here?
I didn't have anything interesting except for this tiny tidbit. It was released in 1999, but it was released on Halloween Day 1999. Spooky.
Appropriate.
Ooh. What about Huel there? Do you have anything else to say about this old chestnut?
Just a quick YouTube comment review I found on that that playthrough video.
Mm-hmm.
It writes, "I actually used to watch my mom play this a lot as a kid."
Oh.
So yeah, little nostalgia for you.
Wow. Well, good for that person and their mom.
Undoubtedly.
I hope she made it through all of the 36 chambers.
If anyone had the strength, it would be a mother.
Yes, to vanquish Mong Zhu. Well, on that note, let's move right along to the email portion of the show. Todd, did you receive any emails?
Oh, unfortunately, my box.
Oh no,
remaineth empty.
It's echoing. With silence.
That is disappointing to hear. But well, I guess we'll move on to Huel. Did you receive any mails?
I did. I got an email, and this email reads, "Dear YPB, wow, great show last week. Illusion of Gaia sounded like a great RPG. I hope you cover a cool fighting game soon, too. I like punching people a lot. I like kicking them, too. I don't actually hate anyone. I think everyone on Earth is pretty cool. Fighting is just fun for me. My entire persona is just an act to get more money. Please don't tell anyone my name when reading this email. I can't let it be known to the world that I'm a fraud. Anyway, it got me thinking. If you could turn any TV show into a fighting game, what would it be? Signed, Connor M."
So turning any TV show into a fighting game?
Yeah, I mean you got your roster of fighters. Mm-hmm. You got your settings.
Oh, I have an easy answer then.
Please.
Full House.
Oh man.
You know what? Yeah. I know there's a Flash game released in the past decade or so, that's like the TGIF fighters.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, there's something like that. You can play as Danny Tanner, Uncle Jesse,
Urkel.
I just want the Olsen twins to pay for their murder of Heath Ledger.
Right.
And I want to do that.
You
in
need
video
to take out your aggression on them.
Yeah,
for stealing away such a talented actor.
One of Hollywood's sweetest baby boys. They took him from us.
Sweetest. He might be nominated for this year's Sweetest Baby Boy of the Year. That's not a bad one. I like the full TGIF lineup. That's good.
Yeah, I agree. The TGIF lineup is definitely better than just Full House, because then you could do cross-show rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
Urkel and Stefan teaming up.
The whole step-by-step family whose names I can't remember.
They have that one cousin that like beats everyone's ass.
Balky?
No, not Balky.
Oh. He'd be part
Although Perfect Strangers wasn't on TGIF, was it?
I think that was like the first lineup.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to Google this now. Let's see. Step by step cousin.
I think you're
I'm not saying Balky was on Step by Step.
I think you're talking about Cody.
Cody Lambert, yes, the cousin.
But then, unfortunately, I think he got taken off the show because he, like, beat up his wife in real life or something.
Oh, yes, that's true, yeah.
Pulled a dip.
and then I want to say that he was replaced.
JCVD. He is JCVD in Kickboxer 2.
Oh.
The Road Back. And Kickboxer 3, what? The Art of War.
That's insane.
Yeah, and then
Kickboxer 4, The Aggressor.
And then in season six, Jean-Luc Bronson Pinchot. Jean-Luc is a male beautician and serves as Carol's business partner. He was brought in to take the place of Cody.
Oh, so Balky did join Step by Step.
Yes, he did.
Whoa. I didn't even mean that, but maybe my subconscious knew somewhere.
Yeah.
That he was on season six. Oh, that's way too many seasons.
I know. These old shows, it's always great when you look up how many episodes they made of them.
Yeah, there was like 28 per season, and they go like seven seasons.
Yeah. Yep. Step by Step, seven seasons, 160 episodes.
Good God.
Yep.
It's all about that sweet 100 mark so you can get into syndication. That's all that mattered.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a lot of Fridays to fill, man.
Listen, Patrick Duffy needs needs money for his boat.
Exactly. So he could drive away from this awful family. See, I was thinking about this for a bit. And I know it's in the zeitgeist. I know it's the hot answer these days. But give me a Game of Thrones fighting game.
Mm, Thrones, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, what's that? Don't say it.
I have not heard of that show.
Oh, okay. It's a little indie joint. I think it's on like ID TV or like Pop TV or some one of those back channels.
Maybe I'll check out the first episode of the latest season and then nothing else.
Yeah, make sure you're really tired when you start it too.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, you got all the different styles. You got different families. You got different houses. You could fight at the Wall. You could fight in Dorne. You could fight at King's Landing. I mean, there's so many possibilities. Because they've tried to do like storyline driven games, and it's like, we don't need more story. There's enough story in the damn show. Just give me brutal gore. Give me swords and maces and whatnot. Just go at it.
Mm.
I think that'd be good.
Hmm. Well, that is an excellent choice, and that came to mind whenever the question came up. Just because Thrones is on the mind right now because the new season started.
It's hot. It's a hot new show on the scene.
But yeah, that's an excellent choice. You have like the Lich King or whatever his name is with his ice powers. You get
Winter King or who knows.
Yeah, but
who knows what anyone's name is?
I just had it in my head. What was I going to say?
Don't know.
Forget what I was going to say.
Well, I think it was Seventh Heaven.
Yeah. Oh, I would go with Preacher.
Okay.
The old show on AMC based on the comic book.
That's one I've been meaning to check out.
Yeah. I've heard it's really good, but I have not seen it.
Have not even.
Has not.
Actually, let me amend that, fellas.
Oh boy.
Since you guys haven't seen that one. I'm going to cheapen out on this one and say Castlevania because they have a TV show on now. Yeah, you know, fighting game based on that. There probably has been a fighting game before, but they do it right this time. Do it right. Get Trevor. Get Richter.
I don't think there has
get
been.
Get Soma Cruz in there. Get some Alucard. Get some vampire stuff. Dracula.
One of them Draculas.
One of them Draculas. Get Death. One person plays as Death.
Oh, okay.
One person
sounds
plays
hard,
as
hard to beat.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. Be a nice little fighter.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I like it. I think it's horrible cheating, but sure, I like the idea.
Well, I received one mail this week.
Oh.
Guys, what superhero do you want to see a good video game made about? Sincerely, Robert Johnny Duder.
Thanks, Robert. It's a great question.
So what?
Deep cut.
Deep cut.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one that there's been like a bad one made of that like there should be a good one of. I mean, obviously Superman, but who cares?
You know,
Todd, anything? Steve?
I'm kind of sick of, like, these conventional superhero movies. So how about just, like, a weird graphic adventure with Howard the Duck? That's my vote.
Oh, okay. Are you bringing in Seth Green?
Sure. Okay. I mean, Seth Green will seemingly do anything for a paycheck, so sure.
Right, right. He's available, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So, what superhero would you like to see a video game made of? Because we don't have enough superhero content right now.
No. I mean, you could... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, how about Wonder Woman? I mean, why do men always have to be the star of games?
Oh, that's a good one.
Huh?
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? I was going to go for a woman, too, and say, give Jubilee a proper game. Let her shine.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I mean, it's 2017, guys. Women can do super things too.
Once upon a time, I fell into one of those Wikipedia holes reading about, like, X-Men characters. Apparently, Jubilee is like a vampire now.
Is she like a werewolf?
No, yeah, like
that's a different character.
Yeah,
like weird stuff happens in the comics.
She's
nowadays.
A vampire.
Yeah, it was like, oh yeah. By the way, she got bit by a Morlock vampire or something, and now she's a vampire. And I was like, man, I just remember her as, like, the girl in the yellow raincoat on X-Men the Animated Series, who was, like, Wolverine's buddy.
Makes sparkly things happen.
Yeah.
Well, she was one of the mutants who was... I just pulled up her wiki here. She was one of the mutants that was depowered in the Day of M, or whatever that thing happened, when the Scarlet Witch... said no more mutants, and then there were no more mutants, and so she got depowered. But then she used technology to replace her powers in the New Warriors comic book series. In 2010, she was turned into a vampire during the Curse of the Mutant storyline.
Is that when Twilight was kind of a big deal?
It has to be. 2010?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay. Suddenly have our...
Hold on, let me open the copyright of my copy here. Yeah, that's about right.
Also, apparently the other thing Marvel used to do was, like, I guess Wolverine would have, like, a new sidekick every couple of years in the comic books, whether it was, like, Kitty Pryde or Jubilee and a whole bunch of others. So,
yeah, that's the thing, that when you're releasing one a month and there's always, like, 20 different versions...
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're going to run out of stuff to do at some point. So let's make someone a vampire.
They kind of copped out on this one. I'm just reading a little bit more. After the end of the vampire Curse of... What was it called? Curse of the Mutants. Her storyline ends with her being trapped in a jail on Utopia. Or Utopia, as some people say. And after that... she is taken in by a group of vampires called the Forgiven, who have learned to move beyond their need for blood and can move about the day as a student.
Hmm.
So they're just like, oh, we're a vampire? Okay, I'll just ignore being a vampire and just be a person now.
Oh. Well, good for her.
I mean, they've gone past. They have a disability. They've learned to move on, and not use it as a crutch. They've moved on.
I can't keep up with any. I can't even keep up with the movies, and they come out like once every couple of years now. But there's just too many.
Too many. But the thing about the movies is, you only need to watch like one out of every. Oh, five of them, because that's how many that are actually good.
Yeah, I'm not watching the Doctor Strange or the Ant-Man, or I don't know, maybe I will go see Wonder Woman at some point. That sounds like it's good.
Yeah, I would skip Doctor Strange. I was not a fan.
It's on the old Netflix now, so you don't even have to get off your lazy boy.
Yep. Well, that's the problem. When something is on Netflix and I'm still not motivated to watch it, then I know the chance that I'll actually ever see it at any point is very low.
I started watching it on an airplane, but then it was just it was Benedict Cumberbatch talking to Tilda Swinton for half an hour, and I was like, okay, enough of this.
It's every origin story ever made is this movie. It seems so unnecessary. Although, I will vouch for Spider-Man Coming Home. It's very good.
Oh. Yeah, I hadn't heard of that one yet.
Hmm. Yeah, put a little note for that one.
You mean Zendaya's?
Is that the one where... Is that one okay for kids to watch?
Why do you ask?
I just heard it had a graphic scene in it in that movie.
What's up with that scene?
Why did they even include that? I heard that it doesn't even help the story move along at all.
Huh. Yeah, it seems weird. But I mean it goes by quick, so I would maybe wait 10, 12. Hmm. We got to learn sometime, right?
Yeah. Everyone has to learn about Spider-Man's.
What's up with that C?
So, Todd, is there anyone we need to help this week?
You know what, guys? Somebody needs help, so how about let us ask the Sweet Boys? Anybody, send your questions into parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll keep your questions anonymous, unless you otherwise request it. This one's from Anonymous, and their subject is 28 too old to work at Hooters? I am 28 years old, but no one ever believes me when I tell them that. I currently work at Red Lobster, and all my coworkers' jaws dropped the other day when I told them my age. Everyone said they thought I was 23 or so. I applied at Hooters a few days ago and got hired today as a to-go specialist, and they told me if I do good, I can be a server, but I started to look around and noticed that I was the oldest girl in the room. I think I was even older than the managers or the same age as them. I think I want to back out of the job and tell them I changed my mind, but I do not know. Should I? I am not planning on leaving my other job. I just needed a side job to supplement my income, and I thought Hooters would be fun and perfect for me because of my personality and looks. I'm just worried that people are going to laugh when they find out my age.
Oh, I mean...
Personality first, obviously.
28 at Hooters is probably like 45 at a normal job, but still.
She's older than the managers there.
Don't they put them out to pasture at like 30? She might only have two good years left at that place.
She might look 23, but her body's a 28-year-old. I mean, it's about to break down on her.
Do you think Hooters has a 401k or like a Roth IRA plan?
Yeah, they have
a boneless 401k.
Ah,
you got to order it with that blaster sauce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm not sure if I feel more sorry about the fact that she's applying for Hooters or that she works at a Red Lobster, like.
One is dignified. One is a restaurant with delicious seafood.
Yeah,
it is.
And the other
fancy.
Is Red
this
Lobster.
This is where people take their dates to eat some Maine lobsters. Hey, you know what? In the rest of the world, the rest of the country, we don't live in Rhode Island where we can just walk down 20 feet to a pier and then dip our hand in some water and pull out a lobster.
Put your hand right in. I literally
we have to eat at Red Lobsters where they fly them in fresh every day.
Every 4 weeks.
Well, here's the thing, Todd. I have to walk north to south across the very narrow pier. Because if you walk left to right, you cross from Rhode Island back into Connecticut.
Yeah, I think you just fall into the water, right?
Yeah, because you got the Atlantic Ocean on one side, and then if you walk like 5 steps the other way, you're in Connecticut. Like,
very treacherous.
Rhode Island's so small. So, yeah, you got to be careful when you're just jabbing your hand in that water and getting lobsters.
It can be very dangerous.
Plus, how about those cheddar baked biscuits, man?
Is it cheddar baked or cheddar bay?
I have no idea.
It's a point of contention.
I've not seen it written down. I've only seen it said.
Oh, evil. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
I call them cheddar baked because they bake them.
Cheddar bake. Cheddar bake.
Getting them cheddar bake.
Cheddar bake.
I'm dipping in some of this here garlic sauce.
Garlic sauce.
Mm.
So, yeah, my advice, just lie about your age. I mean, obviously someone, they'll believe you. If the Red Lobster staff can be believed, you're some sort of fountain of youth.
Hey, just use that personality. If you use your personality, you can be whatever age you want to.
Yeah. Just like put something small over your personality. Walk right into that manager's office. Mm-hmm. Shove your personality right in their face. And you'll get the shifts you need.
I think if you've survived at a Red Lobster for more than 1 year, you should be managing that Hooters. So Go in and demand the manager's job.
Or you could also use this Hooter position as leverage at Red Lobster. It's like, you don't want to lose my shifts, do you? Make me manager.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win.
You'll be invaluable with the mere threat of going to another restaurant.
No, we can't lose your personality.
Who's going to move these biscuits?
Good times. Yeah,
good advice.
Well, I think we really helped that person in his or her career choice.
Yes, his or her. Yes.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Huel, is there anything else you wanted to say before we signed off here?
Please, from now on, refer to me as Dirt McGirt.
Chappelle Show. Todd, anything else you wanted to add?
Sure. Sunshine plays a major part in the daytime. Peace to mankind. Ghost-faced carries a black nine.
Oh, wise words. All right. Here's a snifferoo from next week's episode where we'll be yet again breaking stacks of bricks and concrete, all that kind of fun stuff. Here it is.
Test your might.